What sticks out in your memory the most about those 3 years that you spent in Paris, the experiences that you had as still a young man?
Well, a lot of things that doesn't stick out now, but I got married when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I had some children when I was there. And when I came back home, came back to America, like I had a hit record because I had made it in Stockholm, the Moody Mood for Love thing. And it was really the beginning of another experience, which was very learned for me, you know, like that. And that was like being married and then having children and then being divorced,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it was a good experience, and I grew up some more.
So was there a time between the time you left Dizzy's band and the time you went to Paris that you were working as a musician? Was that when you made Moody's Mood for Love? And
no, what happened was I went down to the club Saint-Germain. In the Saint-Germain.
I love this story. That's why I want you to tell it.
The Saint-Germain, the club in the Saint-Germain arrondissement. Okay. And while I was there, this gentleman by the name of Anders Berman, who played, he had something to do with the Metronome Record Company in Stockholm, in Sweden. So we happened to be there that night, and he asked me, he said, would you like to make some records? I said, yeah, I'd love to. He said, so we'll have you come to fly up to Stockholm and make them. I said, I don't want to fly. He said, well, we'll give you a train ticket. So they gave me a berth. I had a train thing, and I went up. They put it on the ferry, took my car, and I went up, and we made the records. And that's when the Moody Mood for Love thing came about. And everything was funny, but God did all this, mainly because I didn't have an alto saxophone. I had tenor. And then this old beat-up silver alto was sitting there. I made it on this alto. It didn't even belong to me. And then it came back to the States and it was a big hit, you know, and I knew nothing about it because I was in Paris and one summer I'm there and I'm at the club and I'm playing and a woman says, play I'm in a Mood for Love for me. I said, okay, dee. She said, no. She said, back there, said you went up, but you went down this time, but it was up. I said, what the hell is she talking about? I had no idea what she was talking about. And come to find out, Babs came over and says, hey, said, you got a hit over there, man. Let's go over and get some of that bread. I said, man, I don't want to go back there, you know. And said, but anyway, says, man, come back. You got a hit. So finally, I went back. When I got back, I didn't know what a hit was. I mean, you know. So we got all set and rehearsed the group. Man, the first engagement, I went there, was nobody in there. I said, look, nobody's here. About a half hour later, you couldn't get out of the joint. There were so many people. And it was like that for years. I mean, for a few years, you know, just people, just like one place, the snow was like 2 feet deep. And man, in Detroit, place was jam-packed. They waited for us 2 hours because we were late getting there, driving in the snow. They were there, man.